Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 Burnaby Campus SFU. This show is Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. with a focus on human rights, justice, positivity, and personal growth. We broadcast on the ancestral, traditional, unceded territories of Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm your co-host Celia, along with Fahima.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
How are you, Fahima?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you,
excellent,
Celia.
Excellent. We are also joining us today as guests. We will have Wegedus, the Canadian high diving champion.
We
will have him today, and we will have Solar. He's a member of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and Squait Sheklek, a super survivor of forest fires, floods, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and stage 4 cancer, and brother of Quain Sheklek, who is one of our radio hosts who is currently with the helicopter school becoming a pilot. So he will be back. He'll be back. He finishes in December. So hopefully in late December we will have him back here, or in the new year, likely the end of December there. That's when he will be finished his schooling and back. And then we have Mary, who's the Officer of Public Relations, Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So it's a big lineup today.
Fantastic.
We have a lot going on. And so our subject today is loyalty, and that is going to be a big topic, because it can mean so many things to so many of us, along with caveats and stuff too. But what we are going to do is we are going to listen to our first get this started. We are going to listen to our first song, which is the name of this song is Word of Batar, and it's Alton 2 is the group, and we're going to listen to that, and then hopefully we will have Wegedus join us for some deep breaths.
Hopefully, yes.
Yes, we
if the connection allows us,
exactly,
yes.
We're always at the mercy of connection with the technology and stuff, as well as the signals.
Yes.
And I also, besides the deep breaths, ask Wegedus his own thoughts around the topic of loyalty. And we're going to play you this tune. Here's song one. Enjoy.
How many names are on your family map? For that tree of life is enormous and relates to all of we. So open up your eyes and see the forest for the tree. Bar of love for humanity.
Welcome back. You are listening to CGSF Radio 90.1 SFU Campus, Burnaby. That was The Word of Batir by Altan 2. That is a very chill song. It was, we're in the process of working to get a hold of Wegadesk here, so I... that's a very chill song. It's perfect for keeping us nice and relaxed here at the station. And so, yeah, our topic today is loyalty. I think what would be good is we're going to play you another song and see if we can get a hold of Wegadesk. And or we could, I think that's what we'll do. We're going to play another song and then hopefully we will have Wegadesk on the line. So here we go. Enjoy, everyone. This is called Heavy Roots Blues Rock Soul of a Man by Blind Willie Johnson Slide. It's a guitar cover. There we go. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you. CJSF Radio is climbing to new heights and we need your support. Fund Drive launches next week and your donations will help us rise higher and reach further.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that song. It's called Heavy Roots Blues Rock, Soul of a Man. It's a Blind Willie Johnson slide guitar cover. Boy, my tongue is getting twisted there. Anyhow, so there we go. And then it's also next week, November 2nd, November 3rd, starting November 3rd is CGSF Fun Drive. So that public service announcement you heard just now was... we're run by a lot of volunteers here and everything, and yet there is some funding needed in order to make, there's many things that go on behind the scenes to make things work. So we hope if you can make a donation then, that would be really helpful as far as being able to hear more diverse music on the airwaves here at Community Radio CGSF 90.1 FM. So yeah, so we're a little further into the show today, but I think we should get our breath started. We were unable to get a hold of Wegedesk, the Canadian high diving champion, who also helps us very much through our breathing and getting our relaxation and getting some oxygen to our brains and a sense of well-being that comes with deep breaths. So if you'd like to join us, what we'd like to encourage right now is to just take a pause if you can and let yourself, you can close your eyes if that helps. And just do a bit of a body scan to see if there's any tension in any part of your body and allowing that tension to melt and relax. Tension in the jaw is a common one, so just noticing that and allowing that to relax. And on the count of three, we will start taking deep breaths in and then slowly exhale. A slow, long exhale is especially helpful. And when you breathe in, just imagine breathing in all the beautiful oxygen and all the positivity that is around in this world. And then as you breathe out, to exhale slowly and evenly and just imagine any negativity flowing away from you. So on the count of three, one, two, three, breathing in. And in and out. And in and out. All that negativity flowing away. And it's even better if you can do more than three breaths, but three breaths in and out with the exhale being extra deep and slow is very helpful in resetting your nervous system as well. So for all of you out there that are in the middle of midterms and essays that are due and exams, that's a great way to take a few, you know, just a couple of minutes break when time is scarce as you study and try to make everything happen out there. So this is a call out to all the SFU students, as well as any other listeners who are experiencing a lot of stress and feeling very time scarce. It doesn't take long to do that. So yes, that's, we hope that you've now got oxygenated blood. So that's our breathing for today. Hopefully we will get a hold of Wegedesk in the future. We will get this technology working for us. And so our topic today is loyalty. Oh, and I'm stuttering here because I'm looking over and Fahima has our second guest on the line, Solar, and he is the member of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I guess we are ready to have him on the line then. So I am going to... Hello, Solar, can you hear us?
Yes, how are you?
Good, very good, thank you. Yes, I was wondering, we were interested in finding out what your if what your thoughts were around the topic. Our topic today is loyalty.
Perfect. Whenever you are ready, I can.
We are open and ready to hear your thoughts on it.
Perfect. Actually, loyalty is such a powerful and pure word that whoever adds it to his quality of character is a very fortunate person. We think about all these positive points, positive assessment, positive attitudes that everybody can have, including trust, kindness, passion, loyalty, and all these things.
Yes.
But when it comes to loyalty, I believe there is a very fine line that we have first to go through it and make sure what we put on loyalty in our mind.
Yeah.
And the best thing is that we are first clear with ourselves, with our mind, with our plan, with our character, that we are loyal to what.
Mm-hmm.
This loyalty is very, very sensitive and dangerous word
mm-hmm.
if we not handling it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, if we think about Adolf Eichmann in the Nazi Germany, that he sent millions of people to the gas chamber from those times. Or we think about what's happening recently in our time, a little bit, you know, a few, 10 years ago something, to the native children, that they were posing real horrific things. If we think about those things and then listen to what the people who were accused to do that, when we are listening to their defense, they all say that we were loyal to whatever we were told. We had the loyalty to the person or to the organization or to the groups that hired us, and we had to do whatever they said. So, you know, if we are not clear to what we give our consent to loyalty, then it can be a very, very dangerous thing. And I believe it is to all the parents to make sure that the children know exactly they are giving the loyalty to what a purpose, to what thought, to what aim, mm-hmm. and make sure that they are, I believe, the only thing that everybody can set up as a goal and give their loyalty to it is the service to humanity. Because a service to humanity, it can't go wrong. You are always, you have to think, okay, if I am loyal to something, is this in the benefit of mankind? Is the benefit of the all human beings? Or it is only to the benefit of a person, a group, or even a nation? No, it has to be something that all mankind is benefiting from that. And this is so important. As I said, is a very nice word, very powerful, but you have to be very, very careful where you put this amazing power. And I believe this is very, very important. And the best thing is that everybody thinks with himself, what are my plan in life?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to be rich? Do I want to be a sportsman? Do I want to be strong? Or do I want to serve the humanity? Because Only through that you can be successful and everybody else can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You can be powerful and everybody else can be powerful. Because whatever you do to the benefit of the human being, a part of it comes back to you as a human, as a part of this big society, as a part of this global village. And this, I believe, everybody should keep in mind and try to make a real clear plan, first with himself, and then we will be all in a good hand.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I love the question that you ask around all of this, is loyal to what, you know, because I think that's a fundamental, important starting spot when people are, you know, when we think of the word loyalty, I think a lot of people, are, you know, initially have a very positive view of it. But it does matter. What are you loyal to? Because if it's pointed at something, at a cause, if you want to call it that, that is not helping humanity, or that is actually destroying humanity or the world in some way, or damaging, then what's, you know, it's a very different situation. So I really appreciate that.
Definitely. You are most welcome. I appreciate whatever the group of you are doing, and I cannot thank you enough. And I can only pray for you that you are all very, very successful.
Thank you so much.
It's really as truly is a pleasure to have you live on at our studio, and really appreciate your time. And we are looking forward to have you back again in the near future.
Perfect. Give all my love to all your co-workers and listeners. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Free voices.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Shalar.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. Thank you. That was Shalar, member of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And wow, a lot of deep points to make in a short period of time. It's funny because our next song is Monster Mash. Put out by Bobby Boris Pickett, and so it's quite a light thing relative to what we've been talking about. We did a little quick deep dive there, and this is a nod to Halloween coming up this Friday. I hope everyone has a safe and sane Halloween, but have a lot of fun.
Yes.
But be safe and sane. Anyhow, so we're going to get the Monster Mash going. Enjoy, everybody.
I was peeking up here. Are you male or female?
Male.
Uh-huh. I've been looking at you for about 45 minutes now. Can you... That's a charming-looking thing. Would you unveil yourself there for a minute? Can we see who's inside? Mm-hmm. Ah, famous! Alan! Nice to see you, old fellow. Now, somebody is going to say, take the mask off inside now, you know. We're delighted to have you all with us. Looking good. Let's turn back to the man who... the man who went with a craze for monsters long before... Come on now, come on, down, boy. Got long claws there. Ladies and gentlemen, back for the second go-around in the one that was so popular not too long ago, a thing called the Monster Mash. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Bobby Pickett.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east, the bedroom at the vampire's feast.
What?
The ghouls all came from their humble abodes.
What?
to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool.
This is Bird Note. In the center of Oakland, California, is Lake Merritt. People row in it, picnic, and jog around it, and it's a place of respite within the city. And the lake, like Oakland, has always been a refuge of sorts, says journalist Pendarvis Harshaw.
Oakland's diversity is historically a product of people escaping conflict and seeking a safe haven. There's a parallel between the people who flock to Oakland and the birds that have made it their home. All colors, shapes, and sizes.
Water birds, like ducks, geese, egrets, pelicans, cormorants, and coots, to name a few. Many people don't know that this urban lake was also the first wildlife refuge in North America since 1870.
Lake Merritt was kind of an early instance of this idea that nature, if we want it to, can be where we are, and we can find it in the cities that we live in.
That's Alex Harris. He wrote and beautifully illustrated the field guide, Birds of Lake Merritt. The book describes the birds found around the waters of Lake Merritt, its history since the Ohlone peoples have populated it, all the way till today. People in Oakland have a special bond to the lake's birds. And one of Lake Merritt's most beloved birds is the black-crowned night heron, the official bird of Oakland since 2019. That's thanks to curious Oakland third graders who wrote a petition to the city.
One of the kids described the bird as being funky and cool, just like Oakland, which I think brilliantly encapsulated everyone's feelings, both about the birds and about living in Oakland as well.
The show is also available in Español. Visit our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. I'm Camilo Garzón from Oakland, California.
Welcome back to Free Voices at CGSF Radio FM 90.1 Burnaby, SFU campus. We have on the line that song that we just heard, Monster Mash, was selected by our next guest, Gwaith Sheklek.